Okay, today is Daf Mem. We're on top of Daf Mem. So, just briefly, someone who makes a bracha, we show one has to eat the food right away, right? You're not allowed to speak between the bracha, between the blessing and the eating. And if you do speak, it's a hefsek, and you have to go back and make a bracha again. But if you made the bracha was put with soich the bracha, the need of the bracha, then you don't have to go back. It's not considered a hefsek. So now the Gemara is bring machlokas amoraim as to what type of conversation between the bracha and the achila constitutes that hefsek. So Amar Rav. Rav says, we have a case of a guy, he made a bracha on the pas. And before he tasted anything, he took a piece, gave to his friend, and who heard the bracha from him. And he says to him, Tol Baruch, take from the blessed piece. Take from the blessed piece. So he sort of converse between the bracha and the achila. So Einot Tzarech Levarich, he doesn't have to go back. It's not considered a hefsek. Even though he spoke between the bracha and the achila, this bracha sicha, I guess, was considered tzorcha bracha because he was telling the person that he has to eat the bread. But if he says havei melach, bring the salt in order to dip the bread into the pas into the bread, havei lifton, bring some other sort of condiment, tzorcha levarach, that would have to break. That we would have to make another bracha because that's not tzorcha bracha because technically, you can eat the bread without the salt. But Rav Yochanan argues and says, he doesn't have to go back. Even that is considered tzorich habracha because he's supposed to eat it with the salt. It's supposed to say that's covered a bracha, and that's not considered a hefsek. Rav says, short line, that's also tzorich bracha. Why? That the piece of bread should be eaten, you know, with the taste of the salt on it. Rav Sheshes Amar. Rav Sheshes goes even further and says, "Afilu gabil l'tor." Sorry, I skipped the line. Rav Yochanan Amar, "Afilu hevi melach v'lift the nami l'tzorach levarach." But gabil l'tori, give to the shore, right? Gabil l'tori, give to my shore tzorach levarach. That's considered a hefsek. You give to my animal first. Rav Sheshes says, no, even that is considered tzorach bracha. Why? Because Allah is supposed to feed the animal before you feed yourself. So Rav Sheshes Amar Afilu Gabil Putori Nami in Tzorach Levarich, right? The Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav Asul Adam Sheyochal Kodem Shitin Machal Behem. Tell a person is not allowed to eat until after he gives food to his animal. Shnei Amar, the pasuk says, Benasati Esav Yisadachal, give fodder in your field, Livim Techa, right? It says to your animal. Vahadar afterwards. So therefore, when you speak for the Tzorach of the Chila Behemto, that also is the Tzorach of your Chila. Because you have to have that mixture that animal is fed before you eat. So if I sit down, I realize, I didn't feed the animal, feed him first. That's tzorach my achila, because once I feed him, then I'll be able to eat. Yeah, a lot of times you sit at the table on Shabbos, and you're already washed, and you call to your kids salt. It's not hefsek. You can do that because it's a tzorach achila. Amar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chiya. He says, Ein Habotseya, someone who breaks bread, right? You know, someone can make a bracha on bread. You're not allowed to ain rashai libitsoa, actually a view melech or lift until you have the salt to dip the bread in. Lifnei kol echa v'echad, has to be in front of each of the mesuvim. Rabba bar Shmuel ikul reish galusa. So now it's going to see, this is Maisa, is going to sort of be soser what he just did. Said, Rabba bar Shmuel just said you have to have salt. Now he comes to the house of the reish galusa, a pikuli riptos, they brought to him a piece of bread, ubatsa lehedja. And immediately he took a piece of bread without waiting to dip it into the salt. So Amru Lei, they said to him, Hadar Mamishmate, were you chozer? Did you retract what you just said 2 lines ago? Did you retract that? So he says, no, Amru Lehu, Les Din Tzarech Bishash. This bread does not need, Les Din Tzarech Bishash, this pasta does not need to be waited for, because why? Rashi says, Bishash, it means ikuf. This is very clear, clean bread. It's not coarse. Since it's not coarse, I do not need to have the salt. The Gemara is now going to continue with a bunch of members from Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Just list one halacha l'maisa. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Samach Zayin Sifhei says, Lo yivtza, you should not have the bread, ad sheyivi l'fano melech a lifton, until you have the salt or the lifton, which is something that's used to come with the bread. Right, the lapis will process a pizia in order to give taste to the piece of bread that you can eat. But brings our but, imhi nikia, if it's clean bread, or like our bread, which is already it's clean, or it already has salt or some sort of spice in it, right? Then you don't eat tzarich lahamtin. You don't have to wait. The Ramah brings down, we don't need the salt. When we call makom, nevertheless, mitzvah lahavia kol shulchan melech. You should have salt on the table before you have the bread. Why? He quotes the Medrash. They all quote this Medrash, but you don't know where this Medrash is. The Shulchan is Dome. No, sorry, not this. This is from a Gemara in Brachos. Shulchan Dome the Melech. V'achilik a carbon. The eating is like a carbon. And it says, Akol carbon chotakriv melech. So you have to have the salt. Number two, he says, V'hu magim in a peronios. It also protects you from the danger. This is quoted from a Medrash, so people don't know what the source is. And Mr. Brewer says, the Isra B'Medrus, he doesn't have a Shartzion here because he doesn't know what the source is. The Isra B'Medrus, Kishi Yisrael Yoshu Mamtinon Zed Zed, when people sit together and they're not doing anything, they're not sitting, they're just sitting idly by waiting for the Balabas to come to make a motzi, right? The Hainbelo Mitzvos, Hasatim Etaragaleim, and the Satan is going to come against them, or Bris Melech Maginaleim, and the Bris is going to protect against them. Again, there doesn't seem to be this a source. I mean, they all have a source, they don't know exactly where it is. That being said, according to the Ramah, and according to what we're saying now, that the salt is not on the table because of the din of the Gemara. They have to have the melech lachos as a pas. It's just there either to the shulchan or it's for the mizbeach. Then maybe the minhag would be not like the mekubalim. It's written down by the mekubalim. They're supposed to dip it three times. According to the Ramah, it seems to be that you should sprinkle it because if it's like the mizbeach. They took the salt, they sprinkled it on the mizbeach. They didn't dip the mizbeach. They didn't dip that the carbon into the salt. So that's maybe a nafkamina, whether you do it one way or the other way. Maybe according to this, you might need to dip it rather than sprinkle it. Everyone to do what their minhag is. Okay, going back to some stories now of Rabbi Bar Shmuel. So Amar Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Chia, Ein Mei Raglayim Kalim El Yeshiva. When you're urinating, you're not going to empty yourself out unless you urinate while you're sitting. Because when you're standing, you're going to be afraid that you're going to drip, and therefore you're going to stop the flow before you've emptied your bladder. Amar of Kahana, ube afar tichuach. But if you're standing over these soft dirt, afilu b'amida, even b'amida, because you're not going to be worried that it's going to splatter because it's just going to be absorbed into the ground. Ve'ileka afar tichuach, and if there is no afar tichuach, and you can't sit down, yama b'makom gavo, you should stand in a high place. Ve'yoshtin l'makom midron, and urinate over something into a lower area, I guess into something angular that's going to drip down so it won't splatter against your legs. So amar rav Shmuel mishmei de Rav Chia. Achar kol achila scha. After every time you eat echol melech, you should eat salt. For the achar kol shesti, you drink, you should say mayim. You should drink some water. The iaton nizok, and you will not be harmed. Tanyanami, because it's healthy. I guess it's some sort of health mechanism to have these to eat salt or drink bread. Tanyanami hachi. La achar kol achila scha echol melech. After every time you eat salt. Beach kol shesti scha, say mayim. You should drink water. The I atanizok and you won't be harmed. Tana idach. Have another brace that says, "Achal kol ma'achal v'lo achal melech." Let's say, I guess, it's in a negative. You ate anything and you didn't eat salt. Shasa kol ma'ashkin v'lo shasa mayim. And you drank something, but you didn't drink water afterwards. Bayom yidag min areyach min reyach apet. So it'll give you bad breath if you don't follow this rule, right? But laila. But if you do it at night, then yidag, you should be worried, mipnei askara, from that stomach ailment. I don't know how he defines askara, but from askara you should be worried about. So not only will you get bad breath, you also have this disease. Tanu Rabbanan. Hamikapeh achiloso b'mayim. Think of me someone who floats his drink in water. Sort of you make some sort of smoothie, I guess. You put all your solid food into water. I think as Rashi says, you drink so much water after you ate that it's as if the food is floating in water inside of you. You're not going to come to any intestinal diseases. How much? Ketone the pas. You need a ketone for each pas, whatever that measurement is. All right. Amar Rav Mari, Amar Rav Yochanan. Haragil be'adoshim achas l'shloshim yom. If you eat lentils once every 30 days, monei askara. That's going to keep the askara away. Mitok beso. Aba b'chol yoma. But if you have adoshim every day, lo, that wouldn't work. My taima, mishum. You shouldn't do it every day. You shouldn't have it every day. My taima, mishum dekasha l'reich hapeh. Because that's going to give you bad breath. La'amar of Mari, amar of Yochan. Haragil be'chardal achas l'shloshim yom. If you have these mustard seeds once every 30 days. Moneya chalo imitoch beso. It's going to get rid of all the illnesses from your house. Aval kol yom alobo, you shouldn't drink half chardal every day. My timer. Mishum de kasha lechusha de liba. It gives you heart pains. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav, Haragio bedak katanim. Whoever is ragil to eat small fish, maybe it's sardines, I don't know, so small fish, ain't about to chol me'ayim. He's not going to have any of these intestinal diseases. Below, oh, not only that, elosh adagim katanim, small fish that you eat have a special mila in their eating that mafrin umarbin umarbin kagupo shel adam. A, they're good for kuri review. I guess they're marbin zera, and they heal you, and they make they're healthy for your body. Amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Yitzchak haragil b'ketzach eino ba lidei ke'ev leiv. Whoever has something called ketzach, right? It's beneficial for you, and you're not going to have any heart pain. So it seems over here that ketzach, whatever this ketzach is a beneficial food, right? Or was he translated ketzach?
Fennel.
What?
Fennel.
Did he translate fennel? Okay, so. Rav Shimon, so you see here that ketzach is beneficial food. But Meisvei, we learn in our brisa, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, ketzach echad mishishim simani amavizu. Ketzach is one of the 60 signs of death. The yoshen lisan mizrach. Whoever, I guess there's some sort of smell there. So whoever sleeps to the east of his storehouse of ketzach is dama v'rosho, because the westerly wind is going to blow from the west to the east, and he's going to smell the ketzach, and it's going to be dangerous for him. So wait a second. Was ketzach good for you? Was ketzach bad for you? So lo kasha. Ha, the Brisa says that ketzach is mazik the guf. That's berechal. That's why I said that's the smell of it. But ha, b'taimo. But it's good if you just eat it. You eat it without smelling it. So Amy the Rav Yirmiyah, the mother of Yirmiyah, afila rifta, she would bake for him a loaf of bread, umidapkala, and she would stick this ketzach on the pot, until I guess the taste went into the pot, and then the kapule, and then she would peel it off so you wouldn't smell it. So he had the taste of it, but not the smell of it, and that's what's beneficial for you. Okay. The Mishnah, I don't know if that works. The Mishnah said on Daf Lamed Hey that when you make the bracha on Yerakos, we said you make a Borei Pri Adama, but Rabbi Yehuda says on Yerakos you make a more specific bracha of Borei Minei Dishoim. You know, Borei Minei Dishoim, of the grasses. So Amar Rabbi Zera, v'itame Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, ain halach ki Rabbi Yehuda. The halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. We make the bracha of Bor Pri Adama on vegetables. But Amar Rabbi Zera, v'itame Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What was the reason? What was the svara behind Rabbi Yehuda? That's interesting. We don't pass him like him, but the Gemara is now looking at for his svara. Oftentimes when you have a shak with Tari about a certain shita, we say, oh, that's because we pass him like him. And here we're doing it anyway, and we don't pass him like him. Right, so what's the svara for Rabbi Yehuda? The Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, bless be Hashem day day." So the Gemara says, "V'chi rak b'yom mevarchem also, v'la'im varchem also." We bless Hashem only the day, not at night. You don't give a bracha to Hashem at night. Ella, this is the pasuk for what we call be'ena ma'ora. That every day, every yontif, every day, you give a bracha about the day. So you give the bracha of Shabbos on Shabbos, yontif on yontif, for example. So Ella lo malach shakol yom v'yom tein lo me'ein brachosav. Which means that you have to give a specific bracha, a very specific bracha for the day. Just like if you give a specific bracha for the day, you should be giving a more specific bracha for the food itself. Instead of Bor Pri Adama, say Bor Minei Dishoyim. So Hachinami, so to hear, Ko Min V'min, Tein Loma Ein Birchosav. Each Min V'min, you should give a similar for its bracha. Chachamim don't make that drush, or they think, at least, maybe they think that Bor Pri Adama is specific enough, and that's how we paskin. Okay, again, so this was Rabbi Zeira, so now we're going to bring another member of Rabbi Zeira. It was Rav Zeira v'itame Rav Chanina bar Papa, so that's why it's going to have, some say this, some say it was Rav Chanina bar Papa. I'm Rav Zeira v'itame Rav Chanina bar Papa. Bo ur'e, come and see, shalo k'midas kadosh baruch hu midas baser v'dam. That the minhag that Hashem, the way Hashem deals with people or the world is different than the way that people deal with each other. Shemidas baser v'dam, when it comes to a human, kli reikon, an empty kli, machzik. That's going to, if you have an empty kli, you can put something in it. But mala eino machzik, but if you have a full kli, full keli, you can't put more in there. It's filled. That's it. But aval kodesh baruch hu einu kein. But the kodesh baruch hu, that's not the case. Male, if you have a male here, you see a adam chacham who's very smart. His brain, so to speak, is filled with information. Machzik, he can keep. Right. But reikon, a fool who doesn't have any chachma, you should be receptive. Einu machzik, he cannot be machzik anything that's taught to him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vayomer, the pasuk says, Im Shamoa Tishma L'Kol Hashem Elokecha. If you surely listen to heed the words of Hashem, Im Shamoa, if you have already heard once, Tishma, then you'll be able to hear the second time. V'im La, but if you never heard the first time, Lo Tishma, you won't be able to hear the second time. Another drasha on that pasuk, Davar Acher, Im Shamoa B'Yoshan. If you, right, this I think he's talking about Chazara. Im Shamoa B'Yoshan, Rashi says, Sheshanis V'Shilast Ma Sheshamata Ishtakel. You went over two or three times what you heard the day before. Maybe we should do that as well for Dafyomi. Im Shamoa B'Yoshan, then Tishma B'Chadosh. Then you will hear, be able to understand the new. But Im Yifna Levavcha, but if you turn your heart away from reviewing, you just go on tomorrow's daf without looking again at today's daf, Shuv Lo Tishma, you're not going to be able to understand the next. You have to be able to do Chazara in order to go forward. Next Mishnah. Okay? We said that the bracha for Peiros Ilan for fruits is Bar Priya Eitz, right? And for vegetables, it's Bar Priya Adama. Now, what happens if you mix up the bracha? So, Berech al Peiros Ilan Bar Priya Adama. So, for fruits, you made a Bar Priya Adama, right? Something like an apple, you made a Bar Priya Adama instead of Bar Priya Eitz. Your Yotze, Yotze. Why? Because, technically speaking, everything was from the Adama anyway, so it's included, right? Val Peiros Haaretz, but if on vegetables you say Bar Priya Eitz, then Lo Yotze, because that's not true. Vegetables are not Bar Priya Eitz. They're from the ground, they don't grow from the tree. But al kulam, and on all minei maichal, the Gemara will have a machlokas whether this includes lechem or yayin, but al kulam im amar shahakon yebet vro. If you said shakol yotze, but you have a yotze, if you just say shakol, that's all inclusive. Okay, so Gemara says, man tana di ikar ilon arahi. Who is the tana who holds that the peros, their ikar of their growth, comes from the ground? Therefore, if you make boropi adama, that's okay. I don't know why you need a tana for that. The tree grows from the ground. So we need a source. Who's the source who says that the growth of the fruits eventually stems from the ground? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says it's Rabbi Yehuda, that goes according to Shita Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanan, because we have the following Mishnah Lagabi Mitzvahs Bikurim. So the Rashi fills in the blanks over here. You look at Rashi towards the bottom. Yavish Hamayim V'Nixas Ilan. Right, so read the Gemara first. Yavish Hamayim V'Nixas Ilan Mevi V'Enu Kora Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mevi V'Kora. So let's read Rashi. Hayelo Beis HaShilchen. He has an irrigated field. Ubo ma'ayon, and then there's some sort of spring that gives water to the field. Shehu mashkeu mimenu, v'katzar bikurim mimenu, and then he took the bikurim off. V'yachar kach yovah shamayin, and then the spring dried out. V'chein sadeh ilon, he had a field of an orchard, I guess. V'katzar bikurim mimenu, and he took bikurim. V'yachar kach nixas ilon, and the tree gets cut. Rashi says the first sheet that holds maybe ain't a kurim. You can bring bikurim, but you can't read the psukim that we read this past Shabbos. I can't say from the land that you gave me, because it's no longer being, there's nothing on the land that's going to grow anymore, because it lost its nourishment. The cave in the Yavish Hamayim, and Nixas Ha'ilon, Mimena, Batla Arad, it's no longer considered Arad. But Yehuda says, maybe Vikore, you can bring and read, Sha'arad Si Iker, because the ground is the Iker, not necessarily the water or the tree. The tree was cut, but you still have the ground. So you can still talk about the aretz. Therefore, you see that the aretz is the ikar of the fruit that grew. So therefore, you can make the bracha. You can do kriya mikra bikurim, and also if you make a bracha on a fruit of a tree. You are yotze. The Mishnah said, "Al peiros aretz, you make bori priya eitz. If you made a bori priya eitz and a bori priya adam, you're not yotze." So the Gemara says pshita. That's pashut because the priya adama does not grow from the tree. So there's no, the bracha is not shayach to it. That's not shayach. So Amar of Nachmar Yitzchak Lo Nitzchak, we need this Mishnah only for Ella the Rabbi Yehuda, for the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda says Chita Min Ilan Hi. He says wheat comes from a tree. It's a Min Ilan. Interesting. What? The Chita is Min Ilan, a type of tree. Okay. The Tanya, the Brisa says Ilan She'achal Mimenu Adam Arishon. The tree that Adam Arishon ate from. What was it? Not an apple tree. Not an apple. That's quote Rebbe Yeti. It's a Christian interpretation of what went on. It's not an apple tree. That's not what Chazal say. What did Chazal say it was? Machlokas. Rebbe Meir says Gefenaya. It was from a vine. What? Christians translated that. I guess. Eights. What other trees going to be? What other trees going to be?
Well, the apple trees are, you know, all over the entire Middle East.
What?
No, no apple trees in the
So Remeir Omer Gefenhaya, I guess it was a vine. She'ein lecha davar, she'mevi lalala. There isn't anything greater that brings pain right? Al ha'adam el yayin. Wine brings the most pain to the to people because of the possible after effects of just drinking too much. Shnei Mar, because it says from Noah after he came out of the table and he planted the kerem, it says vayish min hayayin vayishkar. Then vayisagal b'tocha olo. He got drunk. So wine is a harbinger of bad things. I guess if you do it excessively. Rabbi Nechemiah says that the tree was te'ena haisa. So it was fig tree, right? So now, because the pasuk says, well, how does he know that? Shevedavar she nis bo niskanu. The thing that they used to harm them, that's what Hashem used to benefit them, and he made for them, you know, the leaves and the figs to cover them when they realized their nakedness. But Shneamar, the pasuk says, right? The pasuk says, "Vatipachachna enei shneihem vayidu keirumehem vayisperu al leiteina vayasu lehem chagoros." Chagoros, I think, right? Chagoros. So just like he fixed them with the teina, so too, that's what they made the sin with. Rabbi Yehuda Omer chita haisa, piece of wheat. It was from the wheat stalks. She'ein hatinok yodei likros abba ve'ima at sheyitom tam dagon. I'm not sure what that means. Rashi says. No one knows how to call, doesn't know the differentiate between their mother and their father until they had some sort of a dagon. So this was the Eitz Hadas, which would allow them to make the differentiate between different things.
In the same age, you start feeding a child a certain age,
so okay. So when you start feeding them ichita, that's when they're old enough to start making these distinctions. Okay. Okay. So therefore, they must have had, in order to have das, in order to understand. In order to understand, it must have been from the wheat. So what happens? So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Eitz Hadas was chita. So you can see that he holds that chita is an eight. Okay, so if chita is an eight, maybe I can make a bori priya eight on chita, right? So Saga Daida Chamina hold Om Rabbi Yehuda chita min ilon hi, that chita is some sort of tree. Livarach alei bori priya eight. You should make bori priya eight on chita. Kamash Malan. So it comes a mission to say that you do not make bori priya eitz ala chita because hecha mevarchinon. Where do we make a bracha bori priya eitz? Hecha mevarchinon bori priya eitz. Hecha dechishakalt lei leperi, where you would pluck the fruit from the tree. Isei legalvaza v'hadar mapik. The according to Rashi, the branch will stay and it's perennial. And it will then produce fruit again from that branch again. This little time, but this is the source. We have the whole issue regarding strawberries and different types of berries and bushes and bananas. What's the appropriate bracha to make on those brachos? I saw Rabbi Forst. He says that really al pidin the halacha for all these berries, strawberries, blackberries, blueberries should be haetz. But the minhag olam is, like he says, is to make hadama on them because maybe it comes from a bush. You don't think it's a high enough tree. But bananas for sure, you make hadama on. Again, because, I mean, there's a machlokas, so what it means over here, Rashi says here is that it's from that the branch sticks around. The Rosh says it talks about the root sitting around, so that can make a nachmino also. But here's the main source, or one of the main sources for those brachas. Aval hecha dechishakat leperi, but in the case where you would pluck the fruit, lesi legavazo dehardim mapik, you would no longer have the branch that's going to be motzi peros. You make a bor pia adama. Therefore, the chita by the bracha of the chita would be bor pia adama. Again, this is where you just pluck out the wheat and you chew on it, not when you turn it into bread. But the wheat itself is a bor pia adama, even though it's min ilon. But after you harvest it, if you take it, you take the garine, the seeds of the chita, it's going to dry up and it's not going to. You're going to have to replant it every year. You have to replant the wheat. Therefore, it's not considered an eitz; it's considered a hadama. Okay. But al kulon, the Mishnah says, on all of them, im amar shahakol. If you say shahakol, then you yotze your chov your bracha, and you don't have to go back and make another bracha. So again, I mentioned before, this is the machlokas whether shahakol can pater even wine and bread. Itmar Rav Huna Amar Rav Huna said chutz min apasim liayin, except for pasim. Rav Yochanan Amar afilu pas v'yayin. Rav Yochanan says even pas v'yayin. Why would pas and yayin be different? Rashi says, "Kadamina, come on. We're going to see on Wednesday. Shegorim brachos harbe la'atzum kiddush v'dolah brachos chasanim. It causes a lot of new brachos, so it's special. It has all these extra brachos, all these extra mitzvahs that are attached to it, and therefore it should get its own bracha." Tosfos says, "Rav Yochanan Amar Afilu pas v'yayin v'chein halacha. That's halacha. The Rav Rav Yochanan halacha. Rav Yochanan." Right, that the halacha with machlokes and Rav Yochanan, the halacha is like Rav Yochanan, Also, if you see in Siman Kuf Zamach Zayin Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, no, where's the halacha? Sif Yud, I'm sorry. Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Yud. The Chaver says, "In b'mokom birchas hamotzi." If instead of making a hamotzi, beirach shakol, you said a shakol on the bread, shakol b'dvaro. Oh, amor, we'll see later on. You said some other language. You say, "Brich rachmana malka mari da hapita." Blessed be the master, the king who made this bread. Yotzer, you're yotze. So even if you made the shakol, you don't have to go back. You are yotze. Interesting. A person's going to wash it down, have his bread, and then say a shakol. But if you do, you are yotze. So, right. So it rahuna amar chutz in the pasim in the yayin. Yochanan amar filu pasvi yayin. So name it Ketanai. Maybe this machlokus is similar. It's machlokus Tanoim, because we have the following: Ra'a pas, person sees a loaf of bread. The Amar, and he says following: Kama no kama na'a paso baruch hamakom shebra. How wonderful is this piece of bread? Blessed be Hashem who. Rabbi, thanks for the grub. Blessed be Hashem who made this bread. Yotza yoyotze yidei yechov with this shvach. If you see a te'ena, the Amar Kamenotei Nizol Baruch HaMakom Shabrara, you're also Yotze. Divar Rav Meir. Those are the words of Rav Meir, that if you don't use the appropriate bracha, but something else that gives Shevach to Hashem, you're going to be Yotze. Rav Yossi, Omer Rav Yossi says, no. Kol HaMishanem Yomatbeya Shetavu Chachamim. Anytime you change from the Nusach that Chachamim established for the brachas lo Yotze Dechavasa, you're not going to be Yotze. So Neima, let's think that maybe Rav Huna, who says that you cannot make a shakol on the bread, he holds like Rabbi Yossi because you changed what the bracha should be. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan says that even if you make a shakol on pasin yayin, maybe he holds like Rav Meir, who says that even if you made this strange nusach on your bracha, you are yotze. So the Gemara says no. Amalach Rav Huna, who says that you may not make a shakol. Ana da Amri afil Rav Meir. I can even hold like Rav Meir, who says this strange nusach is valid because ad kan lo kamer Meir hasam. Rav Meir says over there that it's good. El hecha de kamatkar shmei de pas. You mentioned the name pas. You mentioned the food that you're eating on. You mentioned pas in that lashon. Aval hecha de lo kamitkar shmei de pas. But by shakol you don't mention pas. So that may be a feel of Rav Meir moda that you're not going to be yotze, right? And Rav Yochanan Amar Malach, he'll say ana da amri. Even though I say that a pas and yayin can be yotze by shakol, that even goes a feel of Rav Yossi. That goes even for Rav Yossi, who says that this odd looking. Right, that this, I say that you can change the bracha. I hold like Rav Yossi, who says you may not change the matvei of the bracha. Why? I feel Rav Yossi. Because I can look, I'm Rav Yossi, Hasim, Elo, Mishum, the Amar, bracha, the Lotiknu, Rabbanon. I feel Rav Yossi Moda. Over there, you completely changed the nuslach. You didn't make there's no bracha like that. At least in our case, when making a shakol instead of a hamotzi, you're using a bracha that the Rabbanon made takana on. Using it in the wrong place, but at least still an established bracha. So maybe that you will be Yotzi. Maybe Rabbi Yossi would agree to me there. Okay, following story. Binyamin Raya, Binyamin the shepherd, Karach Rifta, he sat down to eat bread, but Amar, and he says, this is what we already saw in the Shulchan Aruch, Brich Mayre Dahai Pita, blessed be the master who made this bread. So Amar Rav says he's Yotzi, he's Chov, right? Machlok is over here, whether this is Bracha Rishona or Bracha Achrona, we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, we must be talking about Bracha Rishonah. I think Rashi over here says, well, it's not Rashi, but who's he quote over here? So it seems to be a machlokas and the notes over here, whether it's Bracha Rishonah, Bracha Achrona. The Ha'amar Ay, but didn't Rav say, Ko Bracha Sheimbo Askar Sheim Ain a Bracha? If you don't mention Hashem's name, that's not considered a Bracha. So why over here did you say, you just said, Brach Mare the High Pita? So the Gemara says, no, the Amar, Brich Rachmana Mare the High Pita. You added the word, blessed Hashem, who made this bread. You added that word in. So over here, how can you say that you're Yotze? That's why I'm talking about bracha, maybe looking like bracha achron over here. You need three brachos. How can you just be Yotze the benching? This seems to be talking about bracha achrona. How can we Yotze the benching? So my Yotze, the Kama Rav, what does Rav mean when he says that this shepherd was Yotze benching when he just made this bracha? Nami, the Kama Rav, Nami Yotze de bracha rishona. The first of the three brachos, he was Yotze, the bracha of Hazan. But he's not brought Yotze the other brachos because he hasn't said anything. So my kamashmalan. So what's the chiddush that Rav has come to teach us that if he says that he's yotzei the day the chova, the hazan is a shvach. So he gave shvach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's he teaching us? Afagav the amr belashon chol. Even though we said it in a secular language, That's going to be Yotze. Tanina, we already learned that in the Mishnah. We learned that in the Mishnah and Sota. The Eil Ne'amar Michal Lashon. These things can be said in any Lashon. It can be said not only Lashon Kodesh. Parsha Sota, Vidui Meiser, Kriya Shema, Tefillah, and Birkas Hamazon can be said at, can be said in any language. So what are you telling me here? That he can say this in any language? So we know that. So it's drift. You know, you need it. You would have thought that when we say you can say it in any language, that you say that in the English translation. You're translating, the Chachamim made it to Kana, and you had a good translation. Right? All translation, though, is smacks of interpretation. But still, you have the translation, you will be Yotze. But if you just said something else, that wouldn't work. Right? Right? Chava, mina. That you wouldn't be Yotze, comes Rav to tell us that even if you gave the spirit of the bracha in a different language, which is over here, you just said, Brich Rachmana Mare, the high pita, which is giving Shvach Hashem for giving me this bread, the same idea as the bracha of Havazan, that's still going to be Yotze. Gufa, hey, going back to the text that we mentioned, Amar Rav, Rav says, Kol bracha she'ein bo haskar she'em. Any bracha does not mention Hashem's name. Ein a bracha is not considered a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan adds, Kol bracha she'ein bo malchus ein a bracha. Not only do you have to have shem Hashem, you also have to mention malchus. You have to say melech, right? So there's a machlokas whether or not you have to have haskaras malchus Hashem. Whether that's going to be ma'akev. Whether that is essential for the bracha. So Amar Abaye says. Kivase de Rav Mistabra. It's Mistabra. It makes sense to go according to the Shita of Rav, who says that you just need Shem Hashem. You don't need Malchus. Desanya, because you had the following brisa. Okay, this is the pasuk by Bior Hamaisos. After you burn, you make a vidur to Hashem, and you say Lo avarti mi mitzvosecha v'lo shachachti. Right, I did not violate your mitzvos, and I did not forget any of them. Lo avarti means mi levarechecha. I constantly made a bracha. Right, Rashi's Mivarecha, I said, Baruch Hashem, Kirishon, Mitzvah, Tzivan, Elohaf, Shum, O Meiser, I did all the mitzvos. V'lo Shachachti, and I also didn't forget, Lahaskir Shimcha Alav, to mention your name, when I made the bracha. The Ilu Malchus Lokatani, it doesn't say, I didn't forget to say Malchus. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it says, I made the bracha, I made it with Malchus. Rabbi Yochanan Tani, Lo Shachachti, Lahaskir Shimcha Malchus Alav. There's no Raya from there, I don't know what the Havamin is. There's no riot from there, because when he says, below Shachachti Milahaskir, below Shachachti Lahaskir Shem Umachos. Okay. So the Machlok is whether you have to have Shem Umachos. Most of our brachos say, Bruchat Hashem, okay, Melech Halom. We seem to say both. Okay. Now, what about the rest of food items that we eat? We mentioned Haidama, we mentioned the Eitz. Now, what about Al Davar, all items, She'en Gidulim and Oretz, that do not grow from the ground? What's the bracha? You say, Omer Shachon Yabivaro. So that means you have like fish, eggs, milk, meat, things that don't grow from the ground, you make a shakol. Now, al hachomet, that goes vinegar, the al hanovlos, which is some sort of rotten fruits, we'll see machlokas what it is, but al novlos, the al govai, these are kosher locusts. Omer shakol yedro, you say shakol. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, no, don't make a bracha. Kol shehu min klala, aim yavarachin alav. Anything that's sort of a curse, or anything that's like that, you don't make a bracha. So I guess. The chomates is bad wine, so it's cursed wine. The novlos are rotten fruits, or whatever that happened to the fruits. And the chagavim, the locusts, they're a cursed species in that they eat up produce.
Are created by chicken.
What?
Is there any other thing is not
right, but they're saying, no, because Rabbi Yehuda says, because these are min klala, so you wouldn't make a bracha at all. Rabbi Yehuda says, min klala. Rashi says, chomotz v'novos ugavai, they come because of a curse, meaning they're spoiled. They're bad items. You don't make a bracha on them. That's what he says. You have in front of you a bunch of peros. So which one's bracha, which one do you have to have in mind when you eat the bracha? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im yish b'neim in sheva, if you have one of the shivas minim, alavu mevarech. You should make the bracha on that one, eat that, and then you can maybe yotzei pater all the other ones. And when it comes to the eights with the peros, it doesn't matter, you make a bracha on whichever one you want to eat most. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, learning our brisa, then expand our Mishnah. Al davarsh in gidulim in aretz, and anything that doesn't grow from the ground, kikon, like basar, behemos, meat of behemos, chayes, ve'ofos, ve'dogim, and a fish, right, a fowl, meat, fish meat. Omer shakol ne'ebivro, you say shakol. Al chalav, on milk, al beitzim, on eggs, al gvino, on cheese, omer shakol, you say shakol. Al hapas sheifsha. Okay, I guess it's got moldy. It got bread. The bread got bad. Val yayin shehikrim. It's beginning to turn into vinegar. Val tafshil sheibar tzuraso, or some sort of cooked dish that I guess cooked fruit dish or something like that. That's beginning to lose its form. It's going to spoil. Omer shakol. You say shakol on them. Al melech val azamis, on salt and on salt water. Val kimayin upichios, on these mushrooms. You omer shakol. So that's bracha on mushrooms. You say shakol, even though they seem to grow from the ground. But we'll see that they don't nourish necessarily from the ground. They can nourish from, I remember Rask tells a story that he saw the mushrooms in the window. That was such nachas, so seeing the mushrooms in the window, that shows that they don't nourish necessarily from the ground. Because it's from the air, from the moisture, is where they come from. L'meimra, the command of the pitchers, you tell me that our pitchers, that mushrooms, are not considered something that grows from the ground. Vatanya, in the following brisa that we learned in the Nedarim, and Daphne and Heyam is based in the Nedarim. Hano demi peiris ha'aretz. Someone takes a neder that he's going to say, you know, he says, Kol peiros ha'aretz yasur olai. All fruits of the ground are asur to me. Asur b'peiros ha'aretz. He's asur to eat peiros ha'aretz. But mutar b'kamayim b'pichios. But he can have these mushrooms because they're not considered peiros ha'aretz. But the im amar kol gedulei karka olai, anything that grows from the ground is asur to me. Asur af kamayim b'pichios. And these mushrooms are also asur to him. So they grow from the ground. So if they grow from the ground, why are you making a shakol? You should be making a bori priya adama. So Amar Abaye, Mirba Ravu Me'ara, Enochanami, they grow in the ground, and therefore if you make a neder from Gedule Karka, you're not allowed to eat them. But Minki Lo Yonki Me'ari, but they're not yonik, they don't get nourished, the source of nourishment is not necessarily from the ground, and therefore you do not make a bori priya adama, and therefore, right, therefore the bracha is shakol. Aye, the Gemara says, Baha al Dabarsh in Gidulo Me'aretz Katani. It says anything that doesn't grow from the ground. Well, they grow from the ground. You just mentioned the differences between their nourishment, but these are growing from the ground. So Gemara changed. Tini al davar shein yonik min aretz. Anything that doesn't get nourishment from the ground, you have to say a shakel. You say a shakel neved vero. So I don't know. Sort of. Right, so hydroponics, Rabbi Frost talks about that. So he seems to indicate you make a shakel. You don't make that because it's not from the ground. The nourishment's not from the ground. But if you have a plant that's going in a pot, not on the ground. So if there's a difference if there's a hole in the plant or not a hole in the plant. If it's a hole in the plant, it's snuck up and then it gets this nourishment from the ground. It's all in the Rabbi Force's book. That's what he talks about. He seems to say the hydroponics, you would not make the adam, you'd make a chocolate. I don't know if that's called Deus, but that's what I saw last night in that book. Okay. Now, ala novos. For the novlos, right? The novlos, you make a chocolate. So what are the novos? My novos, Gemara says, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Ilya, Machlok, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Ilya, Chad Amar, Bushli Chamra. These are these sort of dates that got dried out in the sun, right? Prunes, I don't know. The Chad Amar, Tamri de Zika. These are sort of dates that fell off the tree by the wind. They weren't plucked, I guess. They weren't plucked when they're ripe. They kind of fell off the tree. Shnan, we learn in our Mishnah. Rabbi Huda Omar, Koshu, Min Klala, Eim, Levarchan, Alav. Anything that's a Min Klala, you do not make a bracha on them. So and that includes the novos. So fish lamandamar bush lakamar, I understand according to that Rabbi Yehuda would say that you don't make a bracha if according to the mandamar says that novos are things that are basically baked in the sun because they got dried out from the sun. They have hainu dekar lemin klala, therefore they are like a lower level of the product. They're not originally where they were. But el lamandamar sort of like the vinegar, the wine turns into vinegar. These things turn into this pruned up fruit. El lamandamar tamri dezika, but according to one who says that tamri are that's tamri dezika, that's just the dates that fell off a little early. My min klalahu. Why is it a min klala? Why wouldn't Rabbi Yehuda say you make a bracha on those items? So Gemara says no. Asha'ara. You're right. Enochanami. He's going about on other items. He's not going on the. He's not going on the time of Zika. Okay, we'll have to stop here to say shlichos. Everybody have a good day.